Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Thanks for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast. It's me, Andy. Yep, last week I was in New York. It was so cold, but I did think about telling you about all my showbiz sightings. So because you've listened to the podcast and downloaded, you'll get the exclusive. I saw nobody famous. Sorry about that, but just thought I'd let you know. Okay, coming up today, we've got a little bit of this.
I've been a Ben Sherman man and a Ted Baker man for a long time.
Some of this.
We haven't split up. We've still got a record deal. We said we're on a break and the proof is in the pudding.
And even more of this.
I've been on the cover of Men's Health. I can do a shirtless scene if you want. I just need 6 weeks to get ready.
So enjoy the very latest Hot or Not podcast and thank you for listening.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers. Entertaining the nation. Heat Radio.
It's time to welcome my special guests onto the show. They're two men from very different backgrounds. One is a former boy band singer. The other is a man who's played a James Bond baddie. And now they've teamed up together. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard about or read about. Simon Webb, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you very much indeed. And we've already heard from you, Jun, so say nothing. Good evening, Rick.
Thank you for having me here.
It's all right. Are you having a nice evening?
Absolutely.
Right, marvellous. Right, so boys, listen. This is really bizarre. So the DVD is called The Fifth Commandment.
That's right, yeah.
So just tell me how it all came about, Simon.
Well, basically, this is a project that Rick had in the pipeline for some time. The way I came into it, I came in as a musical consultant and also helped with the colouring and various other things to do with the film as well. But also, we are continuing this as well. Because
there's
going to
be a sequel.
Yeah, there's
going to
be a sequel.
And I gather
you're
auditioning now.
Right now, yeah. We're looking for inspiration right now. If anybody wants to get into film.
Yeah, hello.
I'm saying, listen. Hello. The fact that
I've been on the cover of Men's Health, so I can do a shirtless scene if you want. I just need 6 weeks to get ready.
No doubt, man.
Hook me up, right?
Listen.
6 weeks to get ready. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
As we say, hook a brother up. All right?
I know about that term,
us
man.
Us two is black, right? You need to hook a brother up.
Man, what am I then?
Aren't I
a brother as well? What's wrong with you?
Oh my God. You
from
need to learn
mother.
To love
you
yourself
better,
before
dong,
you can love another.
Ding dong, you better recognize.
Oh
all
my
right?
God. You need to show some respect.
Respect?
Respect to the Peters.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Welcome back to Hot or Not with me, Andy Peters, where it's now time for this week's Rewind, inviting you to guess the mystery year we're describing through a past edition of Heat magazine. I have the edition in my left hand on the cover, very, very, very big picture, of Danielle Lloyd, the full story of how we got back together, why I've been in tears for the last week, Teddy's reaction to me flirting with Jack. So that's on the front cover. Also, a small picture of Justin Timberlake and K-Fed says that they're mates. So Danielle, inside an exclusive interview where she spoke to Hannah, saying, when we met up again, we just hugged for ages. She left the country to save her relationship, but has Danielle managed to win back her man? That was a story. Kerry McFadden inside Kerry and Mark's wedding. Pictures from the wedding of Kerry Katona to her husband, Mark Croft. So lots of pictures of them at their wedding. And also, Hugh Grant makes a shirtless appearance in this edition of Heat magazine. Acting up, who'd have thought this Brit boy would become one of Hollywood's hottest stars? My middle name is Mungo, says Hugh. And also, in TV news, in this edition of Heat magazine, from a year gone by, the 10 best TV shows, Ugly Betty's at 1, Desperate Housewives at 2, Dancing on Ice is at number 3, and Grand Designs, a new series, a new series called Grand Designs is at 4. So, those are the stories in this edition of Heat, but what was the year? Have you figured it out? If not, have a little think, and I'll reveal the answer later in the podcast.
Heat Radio.
Hey, how you doing? It's Andy on the radio. This is Hot or Not, checking out the very latest in music, TV and film. And right now, we'll talk film. Joining us in the studio, hot off his Oscar night's party, hanging out with Boyd Hilton, it's Charles Gant. Charles, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Are you a little bit tired?
Well, yeah, you know, normally...
You got your glasses on?
Normally, I wear my contact lenses. Today, special day for Charles, is a spectacles day, yeah.
It's a spectacles day. I thought, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but from the clips I saw this morning on GMTV, Looked like a really nice event. And actually, a lot of people are saying today that it was better being a slightly scaled down version than the bells and whistles. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they completely successfully reinvented it. Particularly what they did was for the acting categories, they brought on five former winners, and each of them gave a tribute to one of the performers. So it really put the focus on the actors,
yep,
the supporting actors, supporting actresses, best actor, best actress. And at the end of the day, that's what the audience cares about. You know, I mean, I know it's important that we recognise the costumes and the makeup and the cinematography, but they really kind of rattled through all of that stuff.
Yep.
And they put the focus firmly on the actors, and I thought that was a genius idea, and I'm sure they're going to repeat it.
Okay, last week for the podcast, that's the podcast, which is downloadable from tomorrow at heatradio.com. On that podcast last week, Charles, you gave us your tips for the Oscars.
Oh, dear.
Let's rewind in time.
So for Best Actor, I am tipping Mickey Rourke. For Best Actress, I think it's going to be Kate Winslet for The Reader. Best Supporting Actor, I mean, I think they could just send the statuette to Heath Ledger's family right now. For Supporting Actress, I think it's going to be Penelope Cruz. For Best Picture, I mean, Slumdog, it's been leading from the front, but I think it's got to be Danny Boyle, Slumdog Millionaire.
So, Charles, by my reckoning, you got four right there.
Yeah, but I got Sean Penn wrong for Best Actor, so...
Oh, don't be upset.
Which, you know, I suspect that was quite a close race.
Right, so on to this week's movie, and it is The International.
Yeah, slightly low-key release this week. Clive Owen stars as an Interpol agent who is on the trail of some evil bankers. So evil bankers, very topical, but these guys did something a little bit worse than make some bad bets on the subprime mortgage market. They're actually supplying arms to terrorists in Africa. And it's a bit kind of like sub-Jason Bourne, you know, a little bit sub-James Bond. And it's got a fantastic shootout in the Guggenheim Art Gallery in New York. You know, that really like spirally one that kind of goes up and up, up and up. And that is like the best thing in the movie. But all in all, you know, to propel you to the cinema these days, I think it's got to be something special. And this isn't quite special, so I'm going to have to give it a not.
Not even an Orange Wednesday.
Oh,
hey, now you see.
You're bringing in a new category there.
For half the price, maybe we should go and see it. Charles,
I'm liking your thinking.
Thank you so much for popping in. This is Heat. And on the radio, this is Hot or Not. My guests, Simon Webb and Rick Yoon.
Hello.
Yoon.
Could be any of the above.
Take the Mickey one more time. I swear to goodness.
Right, okay. So it's thank you for staying with me. It's time for the hot list. I'm going to give you a person, a place, a name, I think could be anything. You've got to tell me if it's hot or not and why.
Okay.
Okay, Simon, we'll start with you. Turning 30.
Hot.
Why?
Because the 30s are the new 20s.
Oh, like what you did there. Okay, Rick, Daniel Craig.
You know, you can't call another hot, but... he's a great actor.
Simon, people asking whether Blue are going to get back together.
Not hot.
Oh, because?
Because we said we're on a break and the proof is in the pudding.
Okay. I think we'll take that as they're never getting back together.
Okay.
And, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Like I say, it's not good to keep talking about it.
Do you know what I mean? Can I just say?
We haven't split up. We've still got a record deal.
Yeah. Oh, so they're good fact, well made. Okay. Bobsleigh, Rick.
Are you asking that for a reason? Did you know?
I don't know. No. It says here, bobsleigh.
Believe it or not, I got asked by the coach of the Korean Olympic bobsledding team to see if I would be interested in being in it. I know, I couldn't, I was shocked, you know, and the guy, he was the coach for the Jamaican Olympic bobsledding team.
It's like that film, Cool Running.
It's
the same guy.
He's the same guy.
It is.
So, you know, bobsledding is hot, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, you asked that for a reason. I didn't know if you knew or not.
No, not at all. I just read what's on the paper. Right. Simon, Rick, it's been an absolute pleasure to
Andy,
have you here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to seeing The Fifth Commandment on DVD and wish you every success.
Oh, thank you.
I've got a few people I'd like to put forward for you for the next film.
Okay.
Because I've got friends who, you know, friends in high places. You might think, Rick, that I'm a bit of just a jester here, but actually, I am connected.
That's the highest intelligence.
Thank you.
Being a jester.
Is it really?
Yeah, humor. Humor is the highest intelligence.
You see? had all this
you
time.
You gotta be sharp.
I didn't know.
You gotta be sharp.
Okay, yeah. It's Andy on the radio. This is Hot or Not. Don't forget the fifth element out to buy.
Fifth commandment, man. What's wrong with you? I'm gonna take the Mickey quick. The fifth commandment. Hey, you're like Chris Tucker on set. You know what I mean? Saying the same wrong lines. I was on set when he was doing the scene with. You know, Chris Tucker's my man. He was doing the scene with Don Cheadle, and he kept saying the wrong lines. He called Jackie Chan the wrong name. He's like, me. Don Cheadle looked at me. His name is Lee. Damn it.
Okay.
The name is the Fifth Commandment, mother.
Mother. Right. The Fifth Commandment is out to buy on DVD now.
Yeah.
The Peters.
Thank you.
That's it. Ding dong. Better recognize.
This is Heat.
So in this week's Hotcast competition, you can win all the best entertainment releases from today, including Get Smart with Steve Carell, The Fifth Commandment featuring music by our special guest Simon Webb, and the new album from next week's special guest Connie Fisher, plus loads more that I can't mention now. Just tell me, where did Rick get the jumper he was wearing in today's interview? Tell me the shop name that Rick got his jumper from that he was wearing in today's interview. And here's an additional clue. If you've got time to search the internet, it's the same shop that I first started working in. So name that shop, www.heatradio.com. Give us the answer and you could be a winner. This is Andy on the Hotcast, showcasing the very best bits of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other great shows on Heat Radio to listen to. Here's my favourite bit from the Diet Coke break last week when Rachel spoke to Confessions of a Shopaholic star, Isla Fisher.
This is Heat.
Did you get to keep any of the clothes?
I didn't get to keep any of the clothes. But, you know, to be honest, I was relieved because those clothes, you know, when you live in them for 3.5 months and they represent very early mornings, it's nice to hand them over and say adieu to Rekha Bloom.
Are you a kind of a smart, very fashionable dresser in real life? Or was this really great to kind of like just do the big dressing up thing?
This was total escapism for me. I'm not a smart, trendy dresser. Absolutely not. I'd like to think, though, that I do my best to try to look cute. But more often than not, I'm practical and I go with comfort.
Definitely. Did you get an introduction into any great labels now that you are thinking, actually, do you know what? I want those Gucci boots.
What's interesting about working with Patricia Fields, given, you know, her status, is that she's not actually designer-oriented at all. She's totally character-driven. So she will pair, you know, an Yves Saint Laurent, you know, coat with a, you know, a Lanvin dress, and then the belt is from, you know, Forever 21 or Anthropology or somewhere that's, you know, much more of a high street label. And I love that about her because that's why I think she feels so accessible to women, is that so many of her clothes just, you know, are available for all of us.
And such a great style. She came into the show a few months ago and we were sat there going, oh God, what do you wear? You know, when you first meet Patricia Fields.
I was so nervous.
What am I going to wear? And you think but she never looks you up and down. And what I love about her is she comes in and if you're wearing something individual, she's like, that's great.
Yeah.
She really hates people to be a clone of her, doesn't she? Or a clone of fashion. And
you
that's
know
lovely.
What? She's just a great lady. She's a true artist too. She really cares about the costumes. She cares about how the hair looks with the costumes. And I think in her mind, she has an idea for what she wants, you know, every scene to be like, and she loves it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
And here's some exclusive bits from Simon Webb you didn't hear on the air.
This is Heat.
I love London.
Okay. Well, most people do.
I love London.
Yeah, but he loves
London.
London.
Are we talking,
I mean, people say they love London, but he actually loves it. I mean, I'm surprised he's not wearing a Union Jack today.
Oh, man.
He wears it every day for training.
Have you got, like, Union Jack boxer shorts? That's a very English thing.
You know what?
Look, you've just planted
the
seed
now. No, you just gave me the idea.
Or you just need to get the Top Man. It's like their number one selling item.
Are they?
Yeah.
I was just there the other day. I got some jeans.
Yeah, from Top Man?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Do you live in New York or LA?
Both.
Okay, because Topshop, which is the sister of Top Man, is opening in New York in about 3 weeks' time for the first time ever.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's really?
About time.
Yeah, it's about time we spread some English fashion
That's
over
what
there.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everything else comes in.
I've been a Ben Sherman man and a Ted Baker man for a long time.
Look at you.
All right.
With your finger on the pulse.
All right, that's what it is. You know what I mean? Style is original.
Okay, well, good man. Well, obviously you didn't adhere to that today.
That's a nice top.
Is it?
This is from Top Man too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's the duffel. See, he's got duffel coat buttons though.
It's top. You need to button them up.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah, exactly.
I need to button them up.
Yeah, just a little. Just
listen,
a second,
man.
One.
I grew up in like, you know, military schools. What am I? I have no fashion sense. I hang out with him to get that fashion sense.
Yeah, and again.
Well, right now I've got my I got my bike gear on.
Yeah,
people.
I'm saying, no, I won't bother. We'll take fashion tips from Simon Webb.
No.
Oh, come on, Simon.
Not you're right
not,
now, but.
You're not known
man,
for fashion.
I know? Can't.
Yeah, one for the money.
You can talk about me. Don't talk about my boy like that. All right.
Okay, that's it for this week's Hotcast. Remember to tune in to next week's show, Monday from 8.
Do it. Check it out. Like what you're hearing. Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.